Blog Talk Radio.
Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your soul. Good afternoon, everyone. It is 2 p.m., December 12th, 2018, Wednesday, in the Dayton, Ohio area. And it's time for your favorite podcast, Chatting from the Word, with your brother in Christ, your host, Brother Oscar. We hope that all is well at this afternoon hour and everything is great for everyone. We are so delighted to bring you this program at this time. We here, Chatting from the Word, pray that we have been an aid in your Christian walk along this Christian journey. It was the psalmist who said in Psalm 119:105, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." We hear from Chatting from the Word. We hope that you allow God's word to direct and guide you on the righteous path, knowing that it is so many paths out there to follow. That's why we here at Chatting from the Word are glad to be chatting with you from the Word of God. Good afternoon, everyone. We are so delighted to be with you again. We hope and pray that you feel the same. We hope that you are delighted to hear Brother Oscar. We hope you are. We don't know. It just, I chuckle because, you know, we just hope everybody recognizes that it's just a blessing to be alive, a blessing just to be here, a blessing just to be able to breathe and to enjoy the beautifulness of this day. Again, it's a beautiful day here in Dayton, Ohio. Outside of Dayton, Ohio, I must say, in Miamisburg, Ohio, last time I looked outside, it was sunny, although most of your sunny days shouldn't put a smile on your face. But you know, my friend, when you have Jesus Christ, we should be smiling every day. Because Jesus himself put a smile on my face. What about you? What about you? Don't Jesus Christ make you happy, my friend? I don't know about you, but I am so glad when the Lord wakes me up and allows me to see another day. Even with all my aches and pains. And Brother York, he's in his mid-60s. Your Brother Oscar, he's in his mid-60s. I don't move like I once did. When I just don't do that anymore. I move a little slower. My thoughts not the same like it used to be. But I'm blessed to be here. And sometimes I believe I'm still the same age I was when I was 20. But I know that's impossible. Some of us want to believe that we're young. Some of us, we want to carry on like we teenagers. We're almost, we're in our senior years, and we're in our golden years, if I can put it like that. So you know what? We now in our golden years, we should be more in attune with God and with His Word on today. And this is how your host feels about that. All right, if you want to contact us or call us during the show, you are welcome to do that. If you want to call the show, do the show live, you're welcome to do that. If you want to call and with your questions, if you have questions, you can do that. You can call and talk with your host if you desire to do that. The call-in number is area code 657-383-0083. Do me a favor. If you don't call in today, because I do broadcast this after the show, so that you won't forget next time to call in, if you want to call in, go pin the number somewhere. Write it down, pin it somewhere, and put it on calendar for 2 o'clock. If you're not listening today, at 2 o'clock tomorrow, because we come on tomorrow, because we come on Mondays through Fridays, and we try to make it exactly at 2. So write the number down. The area code is 657. The number is 383-0883. Go write it down. When you write it down, put it on the calendar for tomorrow at 2 and call in and tune in and listen to Brother Oscar, because I truly believe today we have a good lesson. And I truly believe we are bringing good lessons here on Chatting from the Word Blog Talk Radio. And also, you can see us on YouTube live. I love this. I love seeing this. Live and in living color. You see me. All of me. Maybe not all. Maybe not all of me. But I will be on YouTube. And on YouTube, we're discussing a good lesson, Back to the Basics. And I believe that the lesson series that we are running now, I believe that we all need to hear Back to the Basics. And if we do know the basics of the Word of God, it's just a good thing just to be refreshed on it. You know, just always a good thing to be refreshed. And at this time, if you have a prayer request, you can call it in now. Again, the number is 657-383-0883. If you have a prayer request, you can call it in now. The number is 657-383-0883. It was Paul who said in 1 Thessalonians 5 and 17:18, pray without ceasing in everything, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Will you pray with me, please? Our Father, which art in heaven, Father, we come humblest way we know how, with our heads bowed and our minds and our hearts and our souls lifted up to you, Father. Father, thanking you for all your blessings on this day, because, Father, we recognize that it is a grand benefit that we will never forget. All your benefits so far that you have brought our way. Oh, Father, we thank you for your son, Jesus, who bled and died on Calvary Mountain. Because of his act of dying on the cross, we have salvation. We can talk with you. We have a connection with you, and we have a chance for salvation. And, Father, we thank you for that. We thank Jesus for dying on the cross. We thank him for that gift, taking our place, Father. Thank you so much, Father. And, Father, we want to pray for each listener. We want to pray, Father, for the problems they're going through. Because, Father, sometimes this life comes with difficulties. Sometimes it's like come with troubles. All the time it's like come with storms. And Father, help, we want to ask that you help each listeners go through their storms and to hold on to your changing hand, Father, through the storms that they are facing. And now, Father, we want to pray for those that are going through some, Father, pray for that one that's going through arthritis and can barely move. Father, we want to pray for the one that has diabetes and got to keep the sugar on a certain level. Father, we want to pray for that one who just had a stroke and that body didn't function as it once did. Father, we want to pray for that one with Alzheimer's and their mind is forgetting the names of their children and their wives. Oh, Father, we want to pray for that one that's going through some difficult times. Oh, Father, we pray, Father, that be your will heal their bodies, but it does not help them to continue to hold your hand through all their storms that they're going through and allow them to know, Father, that you care for them. And without you, Father, allow them to know without you, nothing. We would have nothing, but with you, all things are possible. Father, we come praying for our young people. Pray that they continue on holding on to your hands, knowing how the world is changing and how the world does not represent or respect you anymore like it once did. And Father, we want to come praying for our program. Father, help us to keep it on the air, chatting from the Word. Help us that we can continue on talking about the Word and let the world know how good your Word is, Father. Oh, Father, we pray for the message that's on our hearts. We pray that it may penetrate men and women's hearts everywhere. In Jesus' name do we pray. Amen and amen. We want to thank you for joining me in that prayer. We love praying for you, and we hope that we said something in that prayer that may help you along your day. Because sometimes it's just good to have somebody to pray for you. And again, Brother Oscar, he needs prayer too. He's not beyond prayer. We all need prayer. Just like that song says, not my brother, not my sister, not it's me, O Lord, that stands in the need of prayer. We all need prayer, because prayer is the way that we communicate with the Lord. So just keep your brother here in your prayers. Keep turning from the Word in your prayers, because we need help here. I continue on saying that Brother Oscar, he's not a rich person. By no means, but we need help. I don't know how to put it. I don't want no one to think that I'm a charlatan or whatever, but this is not my intentions. Don't believe Brother Austin is trying to con no one out of monies or whatever. But everything we do today take monies. And this show take monies. Things that I use cost monies. And Brother Oscar is not a rich man. He's a retiree, and he's struggling. So if you have it in your budget to help Brother Oscar here, please do that. We don't ask for much. If you send $1 a month, $10 a month, $50, $60, whatever your finances can send, please add Chatting from the Word in your budget if you can find the heart to do that. We just need sponsors. We need sponsors. Even much churches, you can do it. You can sponsor us if you can put us in your budget. We don't ask for much, and since you have a nice crowd, you got a nice crowd, and if we have been some source of help to you, support Chatting from the Word with your host, Brother Oscar. And it would be very much appreciated when you support us and when you sponsor us. we will mention you on the air. So help us here at Chatting from the Word, because I believe that the world today needs to hear God's word more than ever. Just look around you. When you excuse me, when you cut on your TV set, you hear bad news. Nothing good. Even your movies today is not as wholesome as they once was. So we need programs like this that's encouraging us during the day, Mondays through Fridays, and double on Mondays. I say it like that, and double on Mondays because we be coming on YouTube chatting from the Word. Okay? And we need subscribers on Chatting from the Word on YouTube. If you've been watching my program on YouTube, go back to the show. We need subscribers. When you subscribe to the show, you're also helping the program also. You're donating to the show also by subscribing to it. It don't cost no money. Brother Oscar knows this. He knows this. It doesn't cost anything to subscribe to our program and to watch YouTube Chatting from the Word. You watch everything else? I know you do. If it's a good movie comes on YouTube, you're watching it. If it's some information that you want to know, you listen to it and watch it. So tune in to Chatting from the Word, hosted by your brother here. And I can almost guarantee you'll go away learning something. Now, I'll either be refreshed on something. I know some of y'all brothers and sisters might say, you can't tell me anything, Brother Oscar. I admit, Brother Oscar is not the smartest man, the smartest person in the world, but it's no harm to listen. And as I keep on saying, if I'm wrong about something, let your brother know here. And I keep telling you that. Don't be mad at me when I'm giving you the opportunity to call me and chat with me and talk with me. I'm always on Facebook. Inbox me. You can send me an email to my email address, oscyark343@gmail.com. Or I have a web page you can use if you don't want to use that, oscyarkpublishing.com. And while you're at I know you know what I'm getting ready to say. While you're at my webpage, I have a bookstore online. I have a bookstore, and I have authored two books. And on yesterday, we had, if you watched the show from yesterday, we read an excerpt from my book, A Peaceful Place in the Storm, Chapter 6, on dreams. And I hope you all enjoyed that. So order you a book. I've offered, like I said, two books, A Peace Place in the Storms, God is in Control, and Bridges of Friendship. Both books, e-book cost $21.50, and if you want both books, it is $43. So do that. So go my website, even after you hear the show, even after you get finished listening to the show, go and buy a book from Oscar York Publishing. Again, you'll be supporting Chatting from the Word. And before I forget, if you do not want to put us in your finances, time donation would be appreciated also. All right, we got all that out the way. Today's lesson, and it's a good one. And it's a phrase I know many of you are accustomed to hearing. It was once a song. And it was a song that we all took to and had a little snappy tune to it. And the song was called Don't Worry, Be Happy. I'm not a singer. Forgive me for trying to sing. Brother Oscar's a nice singer. But the words are Don't Worry, Be Happy. So I'm going to ask you all who have your Bibles, Brother Oscar, appreciate that. But you all who do not have a copy of God's Word, we're going to give you some time. We're going to get a couple of seconds to go get it, because we only got 10 more minutes and probably have to cut that short. So go get your Bibles, and we give you some time. All right? And while they're going to get the Bible, as always, I enjoy bringing lessons to you of these magnitudes, and we hope that you're learning and that the lessons that we are bringing to you have helped you with your Christian walk. Because Brother Oscar recognized that it's tough out here. It's tough out here. You know, you got to have tough skin to be a Christian nowadays. Well, all the things that's going on when our friends and families are living any kind of way, and sometimes it feel like you may be the only one trying to do what's right, it is just good just to sit back, have your cup of hot chocolate, warm yourself up to the heater, and listen to Brother Oscar for 30 minutes. So we hope and pray that you do that. Because I enjoy bringing the lessons to you. All right, here we go. Don't worry. Be happy. And our reading is coming from Philippians 4. And we want to read from 4 through 9. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. And the God of peace shall be with you. Don't worry, be happy. Are you happy today, my friend? And the reason why I want to bring you this lesson, because it's always at this time of year, it's always at this time of the season that we begin to look back on things that we have not accomplished during the years, during the 12 months. And some of us, for the next 12 months, we usually try to make our New Year's what we call resolutions. And usually those New Year's resolutions are resolutions that we're saying that we're going to either do things better or do things that's going to make us happy. And I'll do things that's going to help stop from worrying so much. Some of us for the past 12 months, we have worried about lots of things. And basically, if you ask Brother Oscar here, we worry about things that we cannot do anything about. Most of us worry about things that we did not get done over the past 12 months. And some of us feel like we are failures because we did not get those things accomplished. And we worry needlessly, don't we? Paul says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. And that moderation has a connotation as to mean let your self-control be known unto all men. You know, self-control is something that not too many of us have today. If we want to eat, sometimes we overeat. Trust is something we love. If we love to drink a bottle of soda, we may drink two or three. Some of us love to drink more than that, which you shouldn't do. And when I say more than that, I'm talking about alcohol. You know what I'm talking about. And we overdo it. We overindulge. We do not have any self-control. And here Paul is saying, let your self-control be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. We as Christians, we should be setting the right example in the first place. Isn't that what Jesus tells us, to be the light of the world? Be the light of the world. And I believe for the next, if you're going to make a New Year resolution, put in your resolution that you are going to try to live more for the Lord. If you're going to have a resolution, put in that you are going to be a soul winner for the Lord. If you're going to have a resolution, put in... I'm sorry, I have to put this in. Put in the fact that you're going to donate to Chatting from the Word if you're going to have a resolution for the new year. Because we want to start the new year out right. And we don't need to worry about anything if we are supportive of one another and helping one another. But here Paul is saying, have self-control. The Lord is at hand. The Lord is always here. The Lord is always at hand. The Lord is always watching us. So we need to have self-control. If we don't have self-control, put in your resolution next year. If in the last past 12 years you have lost control, put in your resolution that you can pray to the Lord that he help you to be in control of things that you lost control in for the last past 12 months. You understand what Brother Oscar is saying? You understand? I mean, most people like to make resolutions. I'm making the resolution. I say to myself, I'm going to try to get better. Even at this point forward, if it's something in my life I need to straighten out, I am not going to wait till the 1st of January or December 31st when everyone getting ready to ring in the new years. I'm going to try to straighten it out as best as I can. I'm going to start right now on me. You understand what Brother Oscar is saying? Because I don't believe in resolution. Every time I need to forgive me, I repent, I want to do better, that's when I'm going to do better. I don't do better than next year. I repent now. I wait till next year to do better. No, that's hypocritical anyway. Once you think about it, I'm doing better right now. My resolution is to do better. No, it doesn't matter what my last 12 months was, the things I worried about the last 12 months. But I'm going to start worrying about the things I did last 12 months, some things I couldn't do about anyway, and I'm going to allow the Lord to have it all in his hands and have faith in him. This is getting good. I think we're going to kind of finish this off tomorrow. Okay, let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, Lord, be thy name. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all your blessings that you brought our way. Father, we pray for our listeners, be with each one. Help them to have self-control. Help them, Father, to don't worry, but be happy. In Jesus' name do we pray. Amen and amen. We hope all we enjoyed chatting with you today from Chatting from the Word. We hope all have a good day and enjoy the rest of your day. Bye-bye, and we see you tomorrow.